In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel reading today from Mark chapter 6 invites us into the palace of memory, where Herod is plagued by a memory of his extraordinary sin. Herod was a man who took delight in the extraordinary. He liked listening to John the Baptist, this figure from the past who had visions of the future. Herod had ambitions for being a king, although he never received the title. He delighted in hosting a banquet to celebrate his birthday, in having the daughter of Herodias dance publicly before his guests, and in making a promise he never could keep. Since Herod was not a king, he had no kingdom that he could give as he promised. Herod then demonstrated an extraordinary faithfulness to his extraordinary words. Because of his promise, he had John the Baptist beheaded and delivered his head on a platter to the daughter of Herodias. Herod's delight in the extraordinary, his pleasure, his ambition, and his promise filled his life with a haunting sorrow. When the extraordinary did occur in his kingdom, when demons were being cast out and he heard about it, the palace of Herod's memory was filled with the troubling spirit of his extraordinary sin. Herod is an easy figure for us to despise. His sin is so extraordinary. It makes our errors seem like minor infractions, not even worthy of mention. Yet, God's judgment is clear. All sin is worthy of eternal punishment in His sight. We may not live in palaces, give great banquets, or make strange promises, but we too can be troubled by memories of our sin. Sin has a way of entering into the most humble home, the most holy environment, and turning it into a place of torment. We can suffer not because we remember beheading a prophet, but because we remember one extraordinarily little sin. Each sin, no matter how small from our worldly perspective, seeks to silence God's word. As our Lord explains in the Sermon on the Mount, anger with one's neighbor is a sin against God's command not to murder. And a lustful quick look is a sin against God's command not to commit adultery. While we might come to church on Sunday and listen God's word with pleasure, when we fail to respond to that word, to put God's word into action, to live according God's will every day, we silence God's prophets. Such sin makes this world a troubled place. Our sins haunt the halls of our memory as we remember that one moment of weakness, that one word we cannot take back, that one night we lost our purity, that one day we lost our temper, and we tremble in fear before a holy and powerful God. It's like the story of a woman who was in a serious car accident that caused her to be thrown into the windshield. It was in the days before mandatory seatbelts. Following the removal of the glass from her face and the healing of the scars, for years she would periodically have a small piece of heating glass rise to the surface of her skin. Although it didn't hurt her while it was lodged beneath her skin, the glass shard became very painful as it moved toward the surface. In a similar way, we all have sins and times when we hit the windshield in life. We go through the healing process and fight through the pain that accompanies our struggle. It's easy to think that all the pieces of glass are gone, only to have an event or a person or a holiday or the like to bring another piece to the surface, and it becomes painful all over again. Yet, we do not despair. For today, the Gospel of Mark offers us a glimpse of an even more extraordinary story. Notice how Mark sets the past sin of Herod within the context of the present ministry of Jesus. Verse 14 says, King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Herod hears of what is happening in the name of Jesus. With that one small reference, Mark leads us into something as big as the salvation of the world. Mark surrounds the story of Herod's extraordinary sin with an even greater story of extraordinary love. In the verses right before our gospel reading today, Jesus has sent his disciples out to proclaim his word and to cast out demons. He called them for this very purpose. They are entering into the world with a life-giving word. While Herod stands paralyzing his troubled memories, Jesus is transforming the world with his extraordinary love. He enters the troubled places of our world and challenges us with a call to repentance, changes us with a proclamation of salvation, and transforms us by his life, death, and resurrection into people who remember God's mercy and rejoice in God's eternal love. Although Herod missed this extraordinary work of God, we do not. Regardless of what sin you bring into this sanctuary today, you have come into the place of God's life-changing love. There is no sin that can separate you from the work of Jesus. Today, Jesus continues his ministry. Through his word, he calls us and everyone to repent. No sin is too small for God to notice. And all sin is worthy of eternal condemnation. And we stand this day before a holy God, troubled by the memories of our sin. Yet, Jesus enters into the troubled places of our lives, bears our punishment of God's wrath for our sin, and dies and rises to bring us new life. While Herod feared that John the Baptist, whom he killed, had risen, we do rejoice that God has raised the one we crucified, and through him brings us life. In Jesus, we see the wonder of God's mercy, this extraordinary nature of God's love to all of us. God the Father sent His Son for our salvation. God the Son willingly endures eternal punishment on the cross for our sin and rises to send His Spirit to bring us life. And God the Holy Spirit works through God's Word to turn us from sin, to bring us to Christ, and to awaken in us a memory of salvation and hope of eternal life. This is a memory we will never forget. We cannot forget it. Even the Apostle Paul, when he was suffering in prison, sinks of salvation because of this powerful memory of God's love. Jesus enters into the troubled places of our lives and transforms them with His love and His life-giving word. Jesus enters into the troubled places of our lives and transforms them with His love and His life-giving word. With St. Paul, then, we can always rejoice and say what he said to us in our epistle reading today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God has given it to us, and it is ours. In His name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.